Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sota Daf Mem Vav. We are way back on Mem Hei Amud Beis at the first Mishnah on Mem Hei Amud Beis. Today's share is sponsored once again by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Vasimcha La Shalom. We thank him very much for the sponsorship. I don't think there was anyone else today, wasn't there? Okay, so we thank Dr. Lander very much for the sponsorship. We have a lot of catching up to do. So let's outline what we're going to be discussing today. First, the Mishnah is going to go through some of the detailed halachos of measuring Egla Arufa. We're going to explain the machlokas as to which part of the body you measure from when we measure Egla Arufa. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of the page is going to talk about the procedure carried out by the Ziknei Osayir once the Sanhedrin is gone, and now the Ziknei Osayir take over. So what exactly it is that they do? The Gemara is going to try to figure out the various psulim of Egla Arufa, Para Aduma, and Kachim, and how we derive one from the other, and which halachos, which psulim, whether psul mum or avoda, which ones apply to which of those items, why it is that there is no psul avoda by kachim, even if it was an animal that was worked, you're allowed to use it for a karban. The Gemara is going to discuss the symbolism of the nachal, of a nachal eisan that we have in Egla Arufa. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about how the land cannot be worked on, but what are the details of that? When can it not be worked on? Before they do the Egla Arufa? After they do the Egla Arufa? What kind of work can't you do on the land? Are you allowed to do your tax returns while sitting by a desk on that land? Meaning, what exactly does that mean that you can't work the land of the Egla Arufa? Then the Gemara is going to discuss the importance of being melave people, because it's going to elaborate on the statement of the Zikne, of the Zikanim of that city, saying that Yadena lo shafchu es adam hazeh, we didn't kill this person, so that means that we didn't see him and let him go without proper escort. So we're going to discuss that great mitzvah of escorting people as they head out to the road. Then the Gemara is going to end, the daf is going to end with the story where Elisha caused children to be attacked by bears because they called him a bald person, and we're going to go through some of the details of that story. So let's begin at the Mishnah on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, the first of the two Mishnahs on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah, Nimtza Mechuv Meshtei Yaros, if you find the dead body directly in between two cities, equidistant from the two cities, so Shtein Meviyo Shtei Agolos, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says each city has to bring an Egla Arufa, but also Vein Yerushalayim Meviyo Egla Arufa. One city that's exempt from Egla Arufa is Yerushalayim, and the Gemara will explain why. Nimtza Rosh B'Makom Echad V'Gufa B'Makom Acher, if let's say the body was beheaded, the person was beheaded, the victim was beheaded, so his head is in one place and his body is in somewhere else. Agav, not the first place in this Masechta that we discussed a beheaded person. On Daf Yud Gimel we had with Chushim Ben Dan beheading Esav when he tried to cause trouble when they were trying to bury Yaakov. But anyway, so you find the body in one place and the head somewhere else. Malichan Arosh Eitzel Aguf with Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says we look at the Makom Haguf and we bring the Rosh to the Guf. Rabbi Kiva Omer Haguf Eitzel Arosh. No, we go where the Makom Arosh is and we bring the Guf to the Rosh. May I know you Modedin? Where would they measure from? Which part of the body would they measure from? Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mitiburo, from the stomach, from the belly button, they would measure from the center of his body. Rabbi Akiva Omer Michotmo, from his nose. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer Mimakom Shasachalal Mitzavaro, from where they would murder somebody, which would be at his neck. So those are the three possible locations of where we're going to measure from. My time is Rabbi Eliezer. So says the Gemara, why does Rabbi Eliezer say they have two cities that are equidistant? They both bring an Egla Arufa, Kasavar Elf Shalitzam same, Mikrova Vafilu Krovos. That he holds, first of all, it's a possibility that they are exactly equidistant, that we're able to, it's not just that we can't tell, but one of them is closer. No, they are exactly equidistant. We can make that determination. And when it says that the city that is Krova, it doesn't mean one city as well. Krova, Filu Krovos, even if it's multiple cities, they'd be Chayiv and Egla Arufa. So it's a Din D'Oraisa that both of the cities would have to bring an Egla Arufa. Vein Yerushalayim via Egla Arufa, where do we get that from? That Yerushalayim doesn't bring Damar Kral, Lurishta, because the Pasuk says, when it describes the Parsha of Egla Arufa, it says, you're going to find that you're going to find a body in the land that Hashem gave you to inherit. And we're working with the assumption that Yerushalayim is not l'rishta, it's not nischalik l'shvatim, and therefore it's excluded, just like Chutz La'aretz is excluded, la'avdil, for different reasons, just like Chutz La'aretz is excluded from Egla Rufa, because the Torah defines which lands are subject to Egla Rufa. Nimtza Rosh of Malkum, we then said, if you find the head in one place and the body somewhere else, says Machlokas, which one you bring to which? Do you bring the head to the body or the body to the head? So Makamifli, what are they even arguing about? Ilay Melini Medida Kamifli, if they're arguing about, you want to tell me they're arguing about which you measure from? Do you measure from the place where the head is? Or do you measure from the place where the body is? But the very next line of the Mishnah says, where do you measure from? So it sounds like up until that point in the Mishnah, we're not discussing where you measure from. So it must be that we're discussing something else. So Rabbi Yitzchak explains, they're arguing about the concept of mitzvah, that when you find a dead body, you're supposed to bury it there, exactly where you found it. But another halacha is that you're supposed to bury the entire body together. That Rachman al Son, when you have pieces of body parts all over the place, you have to gather them together and bury them all in the same spot. So which is the spot of the body? Is it where the head is, or is it where the body is? So v'achikamer l'kovro kona makoma. As far as the burial, it's kona the makom where it is. But ve'echadim tzorosh makom echad v'gufo makom acher. And therefore, if you have the body in one place and the head somewhere else, malich and arosh etzal aguf divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says the guf is kona makomo, and you bring the head to where the guf is. Rabbi Kiva amar guf etzal arosh. No, the rosh is kona makomo, and you bring the body to where the head is. B'maykam ifgi. What is the nukudas amachlokes? Mar sover gufei beduchtei nafil. The resha did not even nafil. That the assumption is that the body fell in the very spot where the person was killed, and the head rolled, like by Esav, where the head rolled, but the body is where the person actually died. Umar Savar and Rabbi Akiva holds, Reisha Echad Dinafel Nafil. No, the body, the head rather, is exactly where the person was killed. Kufu Durad Azil. But just like when you cut up that of a chicken, it jumps around a little bit, so the body is spasming and might jump around a little bit and might end up somewhere else. So you bring the body to where the head is. Which they're arguing which one is more likely. L'chor, if you know which one it is, so then you go with that one. If you know the ikar is where the person died. Me'ayin o'yimodin, where on the body do we measure from? So we had three shitos, the nose, the belly button, and the neck. So b'maykam miflegi, what is the nekudas ha'machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva in particular? Where Rabbi Eliezer said the belly button, Rabbi Akiva said the nose. So marsav, Rabbi Akiva holds that the main chiyus of the person is from his nose, and therefore that's where we measure from. Marsav ikur chiyus b'tibure, that the ikur chiyus of a person comes from the center of his body, and that's where all of his vital organs, his intestines are, and therefore, meaning in the torso, and therefore that's called the chalal, and that's what we measure from. So lema kihani tanoi, maybe they're arguing in the same machlokas that we have in the following brisa. Mehechan avlad notzar, the brisa discusses where does the beginning of the development of a fetus happen. So Merosho, that the first opinion is that it starts, the development begins from the head, and how do I know it? V'cheinu Omer, mimei imi atagozi. The beginning of my yitzira is described as for being from my head. Gozi, we assume, means head. How do I know that? V'omer, because the pasuk says, gozi nizreich vashlichi. That gozi nizreich refers to where you cut the hair, so that's the head. So you see, the gozi relates to the head. Mimei imi atagozi, that in the mother's womb, I develop from my head. Abishal omer mitiburo. Abishal says, no, the development of the baby is from the torso. Umishleach shrasho elech velech. And then just it grows outward with arms and with legs and with the head. Everything else grows out from there. It's the starting point. That little kernel starts with the torso. And that's what they're arguing about. Maybe that's the same machlokas over here, which is the ikur chiyus of the person. It must be where his life starts. So it says Marna, afilu tema abishol. You could even assume that abishol holds like Rabbi Akiva. Adkan lo kamer abishol elin yitzira. Where does abishol say that it all starts at the center of the body? That's as far as the development of the fetus. The chimitzar vlad mimitziyase mitzar. That's where the development of the fetus begins. Avlin chiyusa. But as far as the life force of a human being, the That's for sure in the nose. D'chsiv kol asher nishmas ruach chayim ba'apav. So you see that it's a place where one breathes from. That's where we assume the chiyus comes from. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov omer makom shnas achal mitzavara. But then there was a third opinion, and that was Reb Elazar ben Yaakov who said that it's the neck, the place where you would kill the person. So my time with Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, why does Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov think it's Dafka Tzavaro? So the Gemara says, Kiduchsiv, because the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Laseis Osach El Tzavare Chalole Rishoim. So we see that the Tzavar is called the Chalol, and therefore we learn from there that that Kibol Chalol Ba'adama relates to measuring from the Tzavar. So Niftar Zikne Yerushalayim, now the next Mishnah goes on and tells us, now that the Zikne Yerushalayim have done what they had to do, we had three opinions, how many Zikne Yerushalayim, two in the Mishnah, and one more that we added in the Gemara, either three elders from the Sanhedrin, five people from the Sanhedrin, or the entirety of the Sanhedrin, but they did the measuring, they figured out which city it is, now they pass the baton to the Zakenim of that city. So Niftar is Zikne Yerushalayim, the Zikne Yerushalayim, leave the scene, V'hol Chulehen, Zikne Osair, and then the Zikne Osair come to the scene, Mevi'in Eglas Bakar Asher Lo Mashka Ba'ol, and they bring a young calf that never pulled a yoke, that was never had a yoke on its back. Ve'en amum posalba, and mum would not posel the eglarufa. An eglarufa could be a balmum. Umaridinos al nachal eson, they bring it to a valley that of hard ground. Eson kamashmo kasha. Eson means that it's hard ground that hasn't been tilled, that hasn't been plowed. Aval bisha she'eno eson kasher, but if it's not eson, it's still kasher for eglarufa. Va'orfenos al bekofitz, and they take it me'achorea, and they take a cleaver and chop the back of its neck. Umakoma asr milizro milavod, and the place where they do the arifas egla is asr to plant and to do any work there. Umutar lisrok sham pishtal nakasham avan, but they can comb some flax there, they can clear some, they can chisel stones there, because the isra avoda is only by avodos in the guf hakarka, where the Gemara is going to derive that it's only a thing in avodos that relate to the actual ground itself. Zikne osayir rochtzin asidein b'mayim b'makom arifa shalegla, the zakenim of the city wash their hands where they do the arifa. And they make their statement that yadenu lo shavchu enenu lo ra'u. This statement has to be b'lashon hakodesh, right? That's why we're even discussing this whole thing, is because all of the statements have to be b'lashon hakodesh. So the zakenim say it b'lashon hakodesh. V'chial datenu also shezikne beizin shavchei damein. Would I ever have had a havamina that the zikne beizin are murderers? El shlobal yadenu pitranu lo renu. No, what they say is that we didn't let him go without taking proper care of him. And then the Kohanim, after the Zakenim finished their statement, there's another group of people. So there are three groups of people that are actually involved in the procedure of Eglah Rufa. You have the members of the Sanhedrin from Yerushalayim, they do the measuring. Then you have the Zakenim that do the actual Arifas Eglah and the initial statement. And then you have Kohanim that come along. It's not clear in Chumash that way if you just read the Psukim, but the Gemara, the Mishnayos are making it clear that the Kohanim then come and say, that there should be a kapara. So that's the statement of the Kohanim. Lo yitzrich lomar, they don't have to finish the pasuk where it says v'ni kapar lehem adam ela ruach hakodesh mevasartan emes hashatasu kacha adam mischaper lehem. That last line in the pasuk where it says v'ni kapar lehem adam, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying what the result of all this is. That the result of all this is that there is a kapara. So they only say the first part of the pasuk. Now, says the Gemara, why don't we say that a mum should make an egla rufa pasul based on the kal v'chomer as follows? Umma parashayna shana pasul ba mum pasul ba egla shashana pasul ba ina din shay mum pasul ba. If a para aduma, where the Torah is so makil that it doesn't disqualify a para aduma on account of being too old, on account of being more than a year old, and yet will disqualify a para aduma if it has a mum, so an egla which is disqualified if it's more than a year old should for sure be disqualified if it has a mum. So why don't we say a mum should passel based on that kal v'chomer? Says we're no. Shaini asam darmakra asher ein ba mum. That it says by paraduma that a paraduma needs to be something that's ein ba mum. Ba mum posel vein mum posel ba'egla. That we darshan from the word ba that it's dafka by paraduma that a mum is going to passel, but it's not going to passel by egla. El meyata. If you want to tell me every time it says the word ba, it's a miyut to tell me that somewhere else, that not to drive a kalvachomer to somewhere else, then lo yu sharavodos posel spa. Then sharavodos should not posel a paraduma either. All the Torah says by paraduma is that it could not have had an all. How do I know if you did other avodos by a paraduma that it's also posel? We learn it from a kalvachomer from the Eglarufa, but guess what? By Eglarufa, we have the word ba, so we should say that that psul only applies to Eglarufa. Alamam Rabbi Dom Rav iniach leudah shel sakim psula ube Eglat shetim shoch. Why is it that Rabbi Dom Rav says that if you put a pile of sacks on the paraduma, it passels it? By an Eglarufa, it would also passel, but only if it walks with that pile of sacks on its back. But the bottom line is, you see that any anacha passels a paraduma, not only in all, even just putting sakin on its back passels it. So it must be that even though the words, the Torah says ba by the parsha of Eglarufa, we don't make that limitation and say, oh, only by Eglarufa, but not by paraduma. So we can learn, why don't we say in the reverse also? We can learn kalvachomer from paraduma to Egla Arufa, that a mum will passel Egla Arufa. So says Mar, no, shiny para. Para is different. The alfin mean para that we derive from Egla Arufa is different. The alfin on all me Egla. We have a gzera shava that it says all by both Egla Arufa and by para aduma, and therefore we can learn that all avodos passel by a para, just like all avodos passel by an Egla Arufa. And the word ba is not going to upend that limud because it's not a kalvachomer, it's gzera shava, and gzera shava is going to be much stronger. So eglanami tesi ol olmi para. But once you have gzera shava to link the two parshios, then why don't I say that an eglarufa should a mum should pasul an eglarufa because there's a gzera shava that links the two parshios? Says more, but hamiyet rachman ba. But the Torah says ba must be coming to exclude something, so it must be telling me that eglarufa will not be pasul by a mum. Yeah, but eglanami ksiv ba. It says the word ba by eglarufa also, and that doesn't prevent us from deriving that any avoda is going to pass the para aduma. Well, and we buy the mutekachim to lo pass the avoda. No, the word ba by eglarufa is not ba velo bepara. It's ba velo bekachim. That any avoda that you do on the eglarufa is going to pass the eglarufa. Ba velo bekachim. Avodas that you do on kachim is not going to pass the kachim, but could still pass the para aduma based on this gzera shava. I might have thought that we should learn that avoda passels even kachim, even karbanos, based on the kalvachomer from eglarufa as follows. Uma egla shein mum posel ba. If an eglarufa is not passel al yidei mum, and yet avoda passels by doing avoda with it will passel it, kachim shemum passels ba, meaning this avoda passels ba. So kachim where a mum will even passel it, all the more so avoda should passel it. So that's why we have the word ba to tell me not so, not like this kalvachomer, that avoda is not going to passel kachim, even though it does passel eglarufa. So ask the Gemara, how could you have learned such a kalvachomer from eglarufa to kachim that avoda should pasul kachim? Ikal mifrach, that kalvachomer doesn't make any sense anyway, because eglar shekain shanim posels ba. Eglar is different than kachim in that it has its own chumras. Shanim will pasul an eglar when it's too old. It pasuls where you don't have that by kachim. So says Gemara, you don't have that by kachim. Adu kachim ileka to pasul bu shanim. You never heard of a carbon that ages out? There are carbonos that age out, and therefore those carbonos could be derived from a kalvachomer from eglarufa that avoda should passel them. So therefore, kids rekra, when I need ba to tell me that avoda is only a psul in egla, but it's not a psul in kachim, it means on a kachim to passel a boshanim. It means those kachim where that do age out, and therefore that kalvachomer would have been a valid kalvachomer. So I need ba, and therefore it's the ba is not coming to be memayit paraduma. It's only coming to be memayit kachim. But the gzeres shavim in paraduma to eglarufa teaches me that a mum will passel an egla arufa had it not been for the word ba. The word ba tells me that a mum does not passel an egla arufa. So the Gemara said when it says ba by egla arufa, it's coming to tell me that kachim are not passel ba avoda. That if you did avoda with an animal, that animal could still be used for a korban. So says Gemara, that's where I know that from. V'kachim do passel ba avoda mehacha nafka. Do I really learn that from the word ba that it says by egla arufa? That's how I know that if you do avoda with an animal that you can't use that for karbanos. Nah, mehasam nafka. I derive it from a different pasuk. Averes o shavro The pasuk lists all sorts of different mumin, and it says you're not allowed to bring behemos with these mumin as a carbon. So we darshan eile iatamakrav avlatamakrav kachim shenev de behen avoda, that it's a miut, that it's dafka these animals that have these mumin, you're not allowed to be makriv. But any animal that had avoda done with it, you are allowed to be makriv. So that's where I really learn it from. So why do I need two limudim to tell me that avoda doesn't pasul kachim? Says Mar Itzrich, I need both limudim. I would have thought if I only had one meal to tell, one limud to tell me that avoda doesn't pasul kachim, I would say, yeah, if you did that, whatever avoda, anything that's mutter to do with an animal, that's not going to pasul the animal. But I would have thought that if you didn't avoda iser with the animal, you plowed with shor v'chamor yachtov with the animal, you plowed with it on Shabbos or something like that, I would think that's going to pasul it from being a karban. So that's why I need a second limud to tell me that there is no avoda that's going to pasul an animal from being a karban. V'anami, and this din that even an avodas iser doesn't pasul for being a karban, says Gemara, I still don't need the word ba to teach me that, because there's a third limud that tells me that avoda doesn't pasul karbanos. V'anami mehocha nafka, we learn it from the following. So we darshan eila iatamakriv. Bale mumin, you can't be makriv. Avalatamakriv kachim shenev de ben avoda, but you're allowed to be makriv kachim that you did avoda with. So this pasuk is teaching us that avoda's iser doesn't pasul kachim. So I don't need ba. So ba doesn't tell me that avoda doesn't pasul kachim. I already have two other limudim. One to tell me avoda's heter, one to tell me avoda's iser doesn't pasul kachim. What do I need the word ba for by Egla Arufa to teach me that avoda doesn't pasul kachim? So itzrich, I do need the word ba. I need three limudim to tell me that avoda does not pasul kachim. One to tell me avoda's heter, one to tell me avoda's iser, and one to tell me that even if you did the avoda after you were ready maktish the animal, that in all three of those instances, it's not going to pasul the kachim. So that's why I need all three limudim. That's what the word ba is doing by Egla Arufa. So it says Mar Gufa. Amar b'damrav, hiniya chaleha uda shal sakim. He said if you put a bundle of bags on the back of the animal, psula, pasuls the paraduma, but by the Egla Arufa, it's only going to passel it if it then schleps along those bags. So Meisvei asked the Gemara, it says in the pasuk by paraduma, all. So ainli ella all. I would only know that what passels the paraduma is if it has a yoke on its back. Shar avodus minayin. How do I know that other avodus also passel the paraduma? So I'm at kalvachomer because it's a kalvachomer. Uma egla shein mum posulba shar avodus posulba. If egla rufa, which is so kal that a mum is not going to passel it, and yet doing any avoda with it will passel it. Parash mum posulba. You know this shar avodus posulba. So a paraduma where even a mum will passel it, for sure the other avodus will passel it. It's not only an Vim nafshe chomer, and if you don't like that kal v'chomer, I'll tell you something else. Nemar kan ol, it says by paraduma ol, v'nemar lalon ol, and it says by egla rufa ol. So mal lalon shar avodos pasul, but just like by egla rufa ol is lav dafka, all avodos will pasul it. Af kan shar avodos pasul. So too by paraduma, it's lav dafka and ol, but all avodos will pasul it. So mayim nafshe chomer, why would we have disliked that initial kal v'chomer that we then needed to bring in the gzeir shava? Because v'chitei mi'ikal mifrach, because you might have said I can have a pirch on that kalvachomer, namely that mala eglish kein shanim posels ba, that by egla rufa, when it gets too old, it becomes posel. Inami kachim yochichu shemum posel bein vein avodu posels ben. Or you could just use kachim as an example that shows that that kalvachomer is invalid, because kachim is something that a mum will posel, but avoda doesn't posel. So you don't see that the kalvachomer, which assumes that a para, that a mum will posel, that shara avodos must also pasul is not true. Not every time a mum pasuls will shara avodos pasul, because by kachim a mum pasuls and shara avodos don't pasul. So that's why I need nemar kan all the nemar lalon all malalon shara avodos afkan shara avodos. That's why I need the gzeir shavu to tell me that shara avodos pasuls by paraduma. So makom shabasa. So says the gemara, the makor of the idea that shara avodos pasuls by paraduma is from egla arufa. So the din of the para l'chora shouldn't shouldn't be more chamur than the din of Egla Rufa. If it all starts with Egla Rufa, Egla Rufa is where I learn that Shara Avodos Pasul. So I learn from there to Para Aduma. So it can't be that Para Aduma is going to be Pasul more easily than Egla Rufa. The whole limud is from Egla Rufa. So Makom Shabasa Malal Lana Chetim Shoch Avkana Chetim Shoch. So why is it then that by Egla Rufa it only passes when you throw a bundle of bags on its back? By Egla Rufa, it's only possible if it walks with it, if it's Moshech it. Yet by Paraduma, it's possible right away. How could it be more chamer by Paraduma? Says Mara Inachinami, Tanoihi, di Ika de Maisila me Egla, and Ika de Maisila me Gufa de Para. There is Tana that derives the Psula Voda of Para from Egla, in which case, Inachinami, they can't be, the dinim can't be more chamer by Para than they are by Egla, but there is another Shita in Tanoim that does not derive it from Egla, that derives it Mineube, that has a special limit within the parsha of Paraduma to tell me that Avodos Pasul, and therefore its dinim could be more chamer than those of an Egla. Detanya, where do we find that there's a limud to be made within the parsha? It says by Para Ol. So Ainli Ella Ol. I would only know that putting a yoke on its back is problematic. Shara Avodos Minayin, Hadarin Shara Avodos also. Tam Lomar, Shar Lo Allah Aleha Ol. Mikol Makom. That tells me anything. It's a reboy in the pasuk to tell me that any Avodos Pasul. Im Kain Matam Lomar Ol. Then why does it give that specific example of Ol? Because all possible bein b'shas avoda bein shalom b'shas avoda, that an ol will pass even if you just stomp through an ol on its back and you don't plan to do any avoda with it, even if it's not shas avoda. But shara avoda same possible sal b'shas avoda. All the other avodas will only passel b'shas avoda. Ve'ema asher lo aleha klal ol prat. But maybe we should learn the pasuk as follows. It says asher lo Allah aleha, which sounds like anything, and then it says ol, which is a prat. Klal prat in b'chal elam asher prat. The general limud is when you have a klal followed by a prat, only the prat is included. So ol in midiachrin lo. So we should learn from there that only an ol will passel by paraduma. No other avoda should passel. Now asher ribuyehu, but the word asher comes as an extra ribuy to tell me that other avodas also passel. V'taynami gavli eglati agavna. And you have a similar brisa that has a limud by the psukim of eglarufa. That ol, it says ol by eglarufa. Ein li ela ol shar avodas minayin. I only learn from there that ol passels eglarufa. How do I know doing other avodas with the eglarufa ubad ba mikol makom? So that's a reboy that any avoda you do with it passels it. Im kei matam lomer ol, then why does it say ol? Well, ol posel be mishas avoda be shlo mishas avoda shara avoda same posel sal mishas avoda, because ol is going to be a psul even when it's not shas avoda, but all the other avodas are only going to be a psul bishas avoda. Ve'ema, maybe we can learn from the pasuk asher lo ubad ba klal ol prat. Klal uprat in b'chal mashem prat, that it should only include an ol because it's a klal uprat, ol in midiachrin alo. Any other avoda should not possible by an egla rufa, meaning the same limud we just suggested by paraduma, we're now suggesting by egla rufa. So once again, we answer asher ribuyu, that the word asher is a ribuy. So I'm Rabbi Yevo, by my name Rabbi Yochanan, meshichas ol bekama. When we say that by the egla rufa it only becomes possible if it's moshech, so by the egla rufa, how much does it need to be moshech? The ol. So Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kimlo ol, the size of an ol itself. So Yibayilu, the arko ol rachba, the length or the width of an ol. Amalei, Merabbanav, Rabbi Yaakov Shmei, Lidim, Farshan, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Meshichas ol lerachba, the width of an ol, tefach, and it's a tefach. Velema tefach. Why do you have to speak so cryptically that the length of an ol? Just say tefach. So how come Ashmelon, Shiura do'ol, tefach havi? No, it's teaching me something, Derech Agav, that if you want to know what the standard size of the width of an ol, is, it's a tefach. L'may nafkamina, why do I care what the standard size of the width of an ol is? L'mekachamimkar, to know if you have a taina, if you went and you bought an ol, you ordered an ol on Amazon, and then they deliver it to you, and it's this minuscule tiny thing. So you have to know if you have a taina, to go back there, it came all the way from China, and you got this, right, so you have to know that it's not, that you have a taina, because it's less than a tefach. The definition of an ol is a tefach. So Gemara gives a reason, why does the Torah tell me Dafka to bring an egla and dafka in a nachal? Some Rabbi Yochanan Shalom Neimam Retorah Lavi Egla Benachal. Why is it that the Torah says I should bring an egla in the nachal? Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Yavad Dovah Shloas Peros. Let's take this baby animal that never had an opportunity to produce peros, the Yerif B'Makom Shein Osa Peros, and we'll do the arifa in a place on a land that was never Osa Peros. The Chapar Al Mishloim Nichulasos Peros. And that will be a kapara for Nebuch murdering this person who never had the opportunity to produce peros. My peros. What peros did this person not have the opportunity to produce? Did we prevent him from producing by killing him? Elam, if you're just talking about having children, let's say the man that was killed was a 90-year-old man. He wasn't going to have any more children. He was finished having children already. Or he's a sris. He was never going to have children. So now you're not going to do negla rufa? No. Ela mitzvos. It means the ability to do mitzvos. No matter how old and no matter what physical condition he was in, he always had the capacity for mitzvos. He always had the capacity for more mitzvos. So we stopped him from doing mitzvos by killing him, and therefore that we withheld all of those potential payros from him. So the Mishnah said, we bring the egel arufa to the nachal eson, which is hard ground. So it's about minayim eson shu kasha. How do I know eson means kasha? Shnamar eson moshavecha v'sim basela kinecha. So it sounds like eson is rocky land, is a sela. V'omer, and the pasuk says in Micha, shimu harim esriv Hashem v'ha esonim moste aretz. So eson is like Evan, it's hard like stone, because the mountains, esonim is mountains, so mountains are made of stone. Acherimam, others say that it doesn't mean eson, that is that eson doesn't mean hard. Minayin leson shu yashan. How do I know eson means old? Shnemar goy eson hu goy me olam hu. So according to Acherim, you don't have to bring to dafka to a hard valley, but it has to be karka yashana. It has to be old ground, and not that they brought in fresh dirt from somewhere else and poured it in that area like a landscaper would do or something. It has to be the initial ground that was always there. And then they chop it on the back of the neck with a cleaver. So my time, oh, where do I get that from? Gomer, arif, arif, mechatas ha'of. Because it says by chatas ha'of, umalakas rosho mimul arpo. And that's what we do by chatas ha'of. They cut it by hand with the fingernail from the back of the neck. So that's how I learned that egel arufa also gets chopped in the back of the neck. And the place where we do this egel arufa, you're not allowed to plant it, you're not allowed to do avoda. So tana rabbanan, asher lo ye oved bo velo yizareya. That's what the pasuk says. Lisha avar. That means it never was in the past worked in that area. Div Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonas Nomer lahaba. No, it means that from here on in, you're not going to work on this land. Rav says no. When it comes to going forward, for sure you're not going to be allowed to do that. Everyone agrees to that. It says lo yizareya in the future. Ki pligi lisha avar. The whole machlokas is, does it also need to be ground that was never worked in the past? Rabbi Yoshi says, well, miksiv velo yubad, which would have implied that it's a tzivoy on the asid. It says asher lo ye aved, which sounds like it never was, that it's a tzivoy in the past. Rabbi Yonasan says, no, it's not about the past. Miksiv asher lo ne'evad, if it was about the past, it would have said asher lo ne'evad. That's how you say in past tense. Rabbi Yoshia, the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yoshia, why is he not medayik the lashon shel lo ye'aved, that it sounds like the future? Asher lisha avar mashma. Because while lo ye'aved sounds like the future, asher sounds like the past tense. Rabbi Yonason, what does Rabbi Yonason do with the asher when he says that we don't care about the past? Asher ribuyuhu. He uses the word asher as a riboy to tell me that other avodos are going to be asher to not only Zriya, all other avodos as well. So therefore, there's no hechrich to darshan the pasuk about the past. It's saying that in the future, you can't do not just Zriya, you can't do anything, any of the avodos. But you're allowed to do Srikas Pishton and you're allowed to do Nikur Avanim in this area. So Tanu Rabbanan, Asher lo yavod bo v'lo yizareya. Saying the other Zriya, I would only see that Zriya is Asher. Shar avodos minayin, how do I know that you're not allowed to do other avodos either? So Tanu Lomar, Asher lo yavod bo mikol makom. Asher lo yavod is a more general term, you're not allowed to do any sorts of avodos. Imkein matam lomar v'lo yizareya. So why does it have to give an example of Zriya if it's really any avoda? So lomelcha mazriya miyuchad shibeguvik shel karka, av kol shibeguvik shel karka, that the isra of doing avoda on this land is only avoda on the actual guf hakarka. Yatsa srikas pishtad nikur avodim shein beguvik shel karka, as opposed to combing your flax or chiseling your stones. Those are not beguvik shel karka, and therefore those are going to be mutter. Ve'ima asher liyavod bo klal v'lo yizareya prad kol prad ein bechal ele mashem prad zriya in midyachri lo. Why don't I darshan the pasuk that it says asher lo ye'aved bo, which is a klal, lo yizareya is a prat, and following the normal rules, it should be ein bechlal elo mashe beprat. Says Mar, asher ribu yehu. Asher is a ribu, and therefore you can't learn from a klal of prat. so that it only includes Zriya, it includes all Avodos HaKarka. Fine, period. Now, Ziknei Ir Rotz Sinidem. He said, the Ziknei Ir washed their hands in the place of the Arif or the Egla, and they say, we didn't kill this guy. So Tan Rabbah and the Braisa elaborates, that all the Ziknei Ir of the closest city go and they wash their hands in that spot. Shein Tam Lomar Ha'arufa, it already says that they were Orif the Egla. Why does it have to add the word Ha'arufa? Matam Lomar Ha'arufa, what's it teaching me? Al Mekom Arifasa Shal Egla, that they do this on the very spot where they did the Arifas Egla. That's where they do this hand washing and the statement that they make. So the Braisa explains, Va'amru, and they say, Yadeinu lo shafcha es adam hazeh, we did not murder this fellow. Ve'einenu lo ra'u, we did not see him. V'chi al libeinu also shebezen shofchan damim, was there anyone accusing the Bezdin of murder that they have to make such a statement? Ella, the nusach means, lo bal yadeinu upitranu belo mezonos, that with this nirtzach, we didn't encounter him and let him go without any mezonos, because that would cause him to be desperate and to get himself killed by trying to steal or by doing whatever he can to be able to get food, to put himself in dangerous positions. We didn't see this Nirtzach and let him go without proper escort, which also would have left him vulnerable and in danger. Even though Levaya doesn't go all the way, you don't have to go that far. The Gemara is about to discuss how far you have to do Levaya, but just the fact that someone cares about him gives him a certain sense of confidence, and other people see that someone cares about this person, they're less likely to attack him. So Tanya, we're kofa on the mitzvah slavaya. We force a person to be malave, someone who needs escort. Sheskar alavaya in lashir, because the schar for this mitzvah is enormous. Shenamar, how do I know the schar for this mitzvah is enormous? From the pesuk in Sefer Shoftim, Bayirva Shomrim, the Shomrim that were that were taking siege of Beit El, saw ish yotzim in ear. They saw a guy leaving the city. Let us know, what's the entrance way into the city, the best way to go in to conquer the city? And then when we conquer the city, we'll be kind to you. Sort of motioned and showed them the place, the spot. Also, what was the chesed that they did as a payback for his help? They wiped out the whole city. But that man and his family were spared. And that man was able to go and build another city. And the name of the city he built was Luz, Hushma de Yomazet, and it still exists today. So Tanya, he Luz Shatzom Batcheles, it's the same Luz where they do the dying of Tcheles, he Luz Shabasan Cherev Velo Bilbala, it's the same Luz that Sancherev was when he was Mevalbal all the Umos, was never able to affect Luz, Nevuchanetzer Velo Chriva, Nevuchanetzer was never able to destroy Vach Malchamavis, Ein Lo Rishul Slavabra, and the Malchamavis doesn't even get to go in Luz. As came from his man Shadaitan Katzalayan, when really old people in Luz had enough with life, Yotzen Chutz Lachoma, they leave the city, Vein Mesim, and then the Malacham Avos could take them. Valod Dvarim Kalvachomer, Maknan, Izeshalo Dibir Pivlo Halach Baraglav, Garamatzalo Lo, Ulazaro, Atsov Kaladoros. What did this guy do already? He didn't say a word, he didn't walk anywhere, he didn't do it. He just made a motion, and yet it saved him and his entire family for all the generations. So Misho Salavaya Baraglav, you actually escort someone by foot. Allah has come of Kam, all the more so it's Gavaldikos Chos. So Bemeher Alehem, this Kanani, what did he do? How did he show them? If he didn't walk and he didn't, and he didn't say anything. So he made some sort of motion with his mouth. Or Rabbi Yochanan Amar Be'etzbo Herolam, he just pointed with his finger. The Bryce says explicitly that he pointed with his finger. So he caused salvation for all of his descendants. Amar Levi, if a person is traveling and doesn't have anyone to escort him, what he should do is allow the Torah to be his escort. That the Torah is called Levaya. Because of the four steps that Paro was Malav Avram when he was sending him out of Mitzrayim, he was able to have Klal Yisrael as Avadim for 400 years. Even if it's just in the city, you're not going to get damage from that. Ravina Alve L'Rava Bar Yitzchak Arba Amos Be'ir. Ravina was Malava Rava Bar Yitzchak 4 Amos in the city. Matali Yadei Aze make of the Itzil. And a dangerous situation arose to Rav Bar Yitzchak, and he was saved from it in the Zuchus that he was Nislava al that he was Mislava al Yede Ravina. Tan Rabban Rav Talmud al Ibura Shal Ir. If a Rav is being Malava Talmud, should be till the Ibura Shal Ir, till the end of the Ibur of the city, but no further. Chaver l'chaver at Chum Shabbos. A chaver to an equal, it should be to the Chum Shabbos 2000 Amos. Talmud the Rav, when a Talmud is being Malava the Rav, ain't lo shir. It should be as far as he needs to. So v'kama, what do you mean ain't lo shir? What's the minimum? So Rav Sheshes ad parsa, at least a parsa. V'lorman el Rav Sheshes mufak. That's if it's a Rebbe that's not a Rebbe mufak. Av Rav mufak shlosha parsos. Then the minimum is three parsos. So it's four levels. There's a Rebbe being Malava a Talmud, equals being Malava each other. A Talmud being Malava a Rebbe Sheshes mufak, and a Talmud being Malava a Rebbe mufak. Rav Kana alvi l'Rav Sim Barashi. Rav Kana was Malava Rav Sim Barashi. Rav Sim Barashi was was Malava Rav Sim Barashi. Pum Nahara ad Beit Saison at the Bavel. From Pum Nahara to the Beit Saison at the Bavel. Kimatu Asam. When they got there, Amar Lei Vadi Dam Risa Ani Tzin Sad the Bavel. Mishnei Adam Rishon is new. They say that these trees have been here since Adam Rishon. Amar Lei At Karta Mil Sad Dam Rabbi Yosef Rechanina. You remind me of Rabbi Yosef Rechanina said, "My Dixiv Baritz Asher Lo Avar Ba Ish." A land that no man ever passed through. V'lo Yashav Adam Sham, and no one ever settled there. V'chmiach Shlo Avar and Hechan Yashav. Well, if no man ever passed through there, obviously no one ever settled there. El Eretz Shagazar Al Adam Rishon Liyishuv Nisyashu. Know what it's saying is that Adam Rishon was the one that determined he was gozer which lands would be settled. Verish Lo Gazar Al Adam Rishon Lo Nisyashva. And if he was not gozer, then it was not Nisyashiv. So this land Adam Rishon was gozer should have these trees in it, and shouldn't be Nisyash, and should not become a yishuv where anything else lives here. So that's what it means that it's Mishnei Adam Rishon, not that the trees date back to Adam Rishon, but it's a land that Adam Rishon had made that determination about. Okay, we still have catching up to do. So, Bezhem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Rav Mordechai Alvey. I tried to talk fast.